There's been reports of over 100 inches of snow this season. Can you tell us a bit about how this season is looking and the forecast?
Well, we had a bunch of consistent heavy snowfall in late November and early December. And that kind of heavy, consistent snowfall is pretty good for our snowpack. It set us up with a pretty strong base as the season goes on. And now that it has stopped snowing and we're in this clear, cold conditions for the last week and at least for the next week ahead, that's allowed us to lower the avalanche danger down to moderate. So we're in pretty good shape, but moderate still means that there are layers of concern out there. It means there's still heightened avalanche conditions on specific terrain features. So if you're going out into the mountains, you really should know what to look for and what to avoid.
And could you go over a couple of those basics for what to look out for?
Yeah, so I really recommend the listeners. There's a really good website, and it's Know Before You Go, and the abbreviation is kbyg.org. So if you go to kbyg.org, you're going to get the Know Before You Go curriculum. And it's a really good breakdown, a good system of five simple things you can do to reduce your risk in the mountains. And it comes down to these five things: get the gear, get the training, get the forecast, get the picture, and get out of harm's way. So, first thing, most important thing, get the gear. Make sure you've got a beacon, shovel, and probe, and that you know how to use them, and that they're functioning properly, and you've practiced with your gear. Get the training. That basically means take an avalanche course. We've got free courses coming up. We've got paid level one and level two courses coming up. So, go to the Avalanche Center's website, alaskasnow.org, and keep an eye on our schedule for upcoming courses. Get the forecast. That's available on alaskasnow.org. Click on Haynes and you'll get the Haynes forecast. And the forecast is going for, it's 4 days a week currently, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Get the picture. You've already gotten the forecast, so you have an idea what to look for, but you still need to get the picture while you're out there. You need to be observing things on your own, looking for certain red flags and danger signs, and using those clues to help inform your decision making through the day. And the last thing, get out of harm's way. That's mainly about using the terrain to your advantage. So avalanches, vast majority of them occur on slopes 30 degrees and steeper. So if you stay on low angle slopes less than 30 degrees, you're out of avalanche terrain and you're keeping yourself safe.
And what have been the reports so far this season? Are people getting out there?
Yeah, a lot of people have been out skiing and riding and snow machining. It's been a busy year, but we aren't getting as many observations from the public this year as we got last year. So I really want to, put out a call to people. Send in your observations to the Avalanche Center, and we need that data to calibrate the forecast so that, we have a forecasting team of four people, but we can't get out to every little spot. So it could be as simple as how deep was the snow when you got out there? How deep are your skis penetrating into the snow? How much new snow? Is the wind blowing snow around? What were the temperatures like? All that information is really helpful, and anyone can report that.
So those report backs are really important. Are there any other trends or kind of data points to note this season? Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, a really important one is that over the last couple of days, we've seen surface hoar developing on the top of the snowpack. And surface hoar is a really nasty weak layer. And currently, it's at the very top. It's not buried, so there's no danger. But when our next big snowfall comes in, if that surface hoar layer is preserved and buried, then it'll be a very significant avalanche danger going forward. So, just a heads up to people over the next weeks or even month or two, next time we get a big heavy snowfall, I would expect avalanche conditions to be very, very dangerous. It makes a very slick, weak layer that is easy to trigger and causes some pretty nasty, sneaky avalanches.
Wow. Okay. So people should stay alert for that and check the website, or where should they check for those notifications?
Yeah, so keep an eye on the avalanche forecast. It's alaskasnow.org. Click on Haynes, and it'll get you to the forecast, and that'll keep you up to date on what's going on. We'll be tracking the surface hoar layer and other layers as well as the season goes on.
Great. Thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you.